Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Doctor, there, just let you give you a moment there to finish that shoelace tying. You've got a lovely necklace on, I must say, and I believe you probably picked that up in your travels, did you?
It's a Samoan ula, and because I'm going to Polyfest today.
Hey! Is that today? It's all on. Whereabouts is the venue for Polyfest?
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting taxied out there. Sorry, that's really bad. It's like only going to be
necklace on though.
30,000 people out there. Yes.
Wonderful world of music is.
Now I'm really bad at accents, and I can't do the accent. But can you do Jamaican? British Jamaican?
I'm not allowed to, but yeah.
Oh, British lovers rock.
But love is rock. British love is rock. Sure, okay.
I hadn't heard of this, and
me neither, but
until this week, literally, I had a British person, not my lover, but introduced me to the genre. And
maybe that's how it starts.
And that's right. Well, it's very sexy genre. So she grew up with this in England in the 70s, and it was
there's love all over the show in the 70s.
It was a very loving time. It's the Black British community, and so they were all Jamaican
West
roots.
Indian, and yeah.
And so apparently reggae, they loved it, and they'd grown up with it from the 60s on, so you have this generational, but reggae was serious, you know, and it was, in fact, this friend of mine that showed me the music, she said, oh, it's church music, you know, it's got religious symbolism, it's activist, but so the British community took reggae and... But they were upwardly mobile. They wanted to party.
They wanted to dress up.
They wanted to get some action. And they created this music, which when you hear it, you'll realize it's the foundation for most British black music now. You know, later Maxi Priest, UB40, Sade.
It's amazing. You've got a country like that that basically just takes over Jamaica and decides that they want to be in charge of it. And then the music just sort of bounces back and is, like you say, is really a seriously... massive part of the foundation of what modern British music. You know, like when you listen yesterday, we were listening to From the Crate, and we had some amazing track. Hey, that Kukaroko track was amazing. And from London jazz musicians, and it's all in there. It's got such depth.
And the weird thing about this music is the Jamaicans loved it so much, they brought it back to Jamaica. So you get a cycle, chicken and egg thing.
Ferret and egg.
And, I gotta say, I don't know how you found the tracks, but I gotta say, it's not super highly produced.
They were all on Spotify. Oh, sorry.
But the quality is
straight into it, wasn't it?
It's got a just straight into it, straight kick off. I mean, there's a bit of love, there's a bit of yacht rock in there,
so,
too.
So, this is Louisa Marks with Caught You in a Lie.
But you know the synth, I don't even know what's
that. It sort of sounds like what yacht rock is stealing from as well. You know.
I also noticed when I was listening to it that it's storytelling, kind of.
Yeah. Love and broken heart. So there you go, Trump.
Busy hands.
So apparently, a lot of the singers were young. Like she was, under 20. Some of them were 15.
Oh, yes.
It was real locally made. They started a bunch of local record labels.
Locally made in Britain?
But just independent labels.
Just so people know, the Polyfest is on at the Velodrome on Te Irangi Drive. So that's where you're going.
I guess that means all the bike pursuits are off for today, but...
It's got that slow skank.
There's a couple of DJs on this radio station I know who I'm sure have had some pretty private moments to songs like this.
There's probably a whole generation in Britain that this is important to their existence.
Yeah, caused their existence.
How do you feel about it?
I'm loving it. It's really slow.
You want to get to the bottom of things, get Tess to drop those big questions. How do you feel about it? And there's a moment there, you weren't sure what to say.
I know.
No, it's just like when you heard this, were you like, ooh, add that to my playlist?
Or sprinkle a bit of that on my dinner.
At first I laughed because it was so different and so slow, and the singing wasn't like highly produced. But when I saw my friend, like their love for it.
Yeah.
And then I watched a documentary on it. This is what I do for this show.
This is the thing I know. Nobody does better prep and But what a great thing to watch a documentary about. It's not like you're watching a documentary about ferrets and eggs, is it?
And the documentary had Miss Culpriter's Lovers Rock, and it had little dramatizations of, so tell me about your first time. And it's a crazy doco as well. It's a 2011 documentary.
It was, you just speak as you feel. Well, yeah, what's it? 2011
is the documentary.
Have you ever seen Don Was documentary about skinheads?
No, that sounds good.
It's amazing. There's a really, really great insight into West Indian culture and how important how important it is to Māori culture. Amazing.
Now
this is nice. This is lovely. I like this.
The other thing I picture to this music is Idris Elba.
You've started to move.
Because I mentioned Idris's name. I picture Idris Elba with a big afro.
Oh, I bet you do.
In a plaid suit with a vest.
I'm gonna move on to the next song.
Did I hear Idris Elba singing on it? Isn't he making tunes?
He does DJing, yeah.
He's pretty good too, if I remember.
So this
plus, he is super hot.
Janet Kay with Silly Games.
I love this little. It's probably the synth for tuba.
The bass is predominant, isn't it? That roll.
So
who's singing this? Is this a guy or a girl singing this?
Girl, Janet Kay. So I am.
Beautiful voice. Woo!
I call these kind of genre Weetabix genre because.
How many can you do?
No. But because it's something you grow up with, it's not whether it's good or bad. It's the meaning
and the memory.
Yeah, that you will like it. I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying. I think the response is more one of nostalgia and community. You were there, you had an amazing time. Every wedding, every party, every Saturday night.
A few broken hearts perhaps too.
Oh, broken lots of things. Oh yeah, one lady in the documentary says, as soon as I hear this music, I'm wearing, wait a minute, in it.
What'd you say?
Wait a minute, in it. In it. She just needed a minute, you know.
Just need to take a bit of a moment to collect the thoughts. Good thoughts to collect.
Another person in the DACA made the point that the pubs were all white people.
Yeah.
So that's why they had their own parties. And it was safer to be at parties than sort of roaming the streets. And they talk about the sound systems. You know, you had to release it on dub plates. You had to release the song.
For people who don't know, what's a dub plate?
Oh, it's a. You're probably an expert. You explain
You're the doctor of music. Okay. It's like a sort of master pressing of a record of a
and
vinyl
really track. Expensive. You know, it's like you have
stupid.
To pay a lot of money to.
I don't think as much now, but back in those days, you know, like a dub plate was to have a dub plate was I mean you're at the front of the
and you needed
front
the,
of the queue pretty much.
You needed the selector to play it.
Selector spelt with the AH at the end.
And a K. And a K, yeah. So I'm sorry, I'm probably sounding super racist with my terrible accent.
I think what's happened is that you've become quite giddy on the British Lovers Rock.
I like it.
Oh, really?
So do I. I tell you what,
it
suits the day.
Slow, but I feel it's got like an underlying.
And the slow, I feel is, I don't know how the word, like skank, like it pulls you slower than what you want to go. It like forces you. Mm.
This is why I've always had trouble with reggae and stuff, because it goes a little bit slower than I vibrate.
Yeah, I love that you say I've had trouble with it. It's been really troubling for me.
I just haven't been.
It's a problematic genre.
I found it hard to engage sometimes, and I'm sitting there. Everyone's listening to me going, come on, sort of thing.
This is very much like
The Investigators with Baby I'm Yours. I particularly like this one.
Oh, so you just.
So this one was off a record that was the best of original British lovers rock.
Well, there you go. Well, that's a great thing now with Spotify. It's sort of like you can get your own compilation of anything. And so you're finding all this on Spotify.
But you know what? Don't forget, you're smart on Spotify, everybody. Just don't forget that.
That's right.
I think it's like that. I mean, great example is our final call every day. Kirsten, we ask the listeners to choose a song for the end of the show, and there's a Spotify playlist on the BVM website.
Oh,
all those choices
and
amazing songs, aren't they, Tess? Amazing. But they're chosen by listeners, and the listeners themselves are chosen by BVM, I guess, in a sense.
Also, the lyrics are just so romantic.
This has got you, the song. As I can see, there's a brush.
I like the song, yeah.
Some of the people in the Dhaka were talking about, like, this is the women's response to reggae. You know, like, reggae was a bit too macho, and this was
was a man's world.
Yeah.
Reggae can be quite quite brutal in its and how political it is and how almost piggish in its sexist nature sometimes.
Piggish. So
don't come sit next to me, Tess.
Ew. Oh. Idris, get out of here. Oh my god.
You better be careful about the genres you say.
That's right. Well, because actually next week I was going to
I'm not the one wriggling around like you two are. Come to me.
Dancing to the good music.
He's calling it wriggling. the one I'm going to do, I was going to do next week, listeners are going to hate it and they're going to complain. But you know, it's not about hating. It's about observing human behavior.
Exactly, Doctor.
So what's next week?
Slut wave.
Excuse me?
Slut wave. So... And I know BFM listeners are going to go, oh my god, turn that off.
Oh, I just sometimes radio you just miss out on seeing that Tessa's head just go, dog. Drop down and go, really, really. I was so enjoying that.
Yeah.
Again, next week's genre.
Now you all know Tessa's thing. No, Tessa likes British Lovers Rock. So any of you, maybe put it in your Tinder bio. Or your Bumble. Are you a Bumble girl? Oh.
Or both.
Bumble.
Bumble. Party Tinder. Party Bumble.
Okay, can you do the gun thing with your fingers?
Ba, 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 ba.
But slowly put them in circles.
I can't do them that slow. No.
In circles, and then lean all the way back.
Mikey said he doesn't do that slow frequency.
I can't go that slow.
Yeah, you don't vibrate at that.
You mean
real low. Yes. Oh, wow, boy. Yeah. That was a good one.
Let's keep focused, eh? Shall we?
Well, it was good.
Not crazy.
That was good.
I'm looking forward to Slut Wave next week. All right, Doctor, thank you.
I bet you are, girlfriend.
I don't know where that's going to go at all, but I'm looking forward to learning more about music and the wonderful world of it. Dr. Kirsten Zemke, thank you so much for joining us, as you do every Friday morning here on BFM Breakfast. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're very welcome.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. BFM News Headlines.
Unfortunately,
I didn't know that there was somebody in the fish tank. Go ahead, please. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Here are your headlines.
Hi, man.
For this half hour. Auckland Grammar is one of many schools preparing to challenge the proposed changes made by the Tomorrow Schools Review Task Force.
Let them know, eggs.
New Zealand could be the home of space tourism within the next 10 years. Senate Republicans have revolted against Donald Trump over his attempt to declare a state of emergency over the Mexico border. And Volkswagen chief executive has been forced to apologise for evoking a Nazi slogan in a speech about profits.
Jesus.
Find out more at 9 o'clock.
Oh my god. Imagine. Hey,
Nazi-founded company.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I want to just I just see the PR, the PR section of you pronounce Volkswagen very nicely too.
Thank you.
Say it again.
Volkswagen.
See, isn't that? And but you can imagine them just telling, hold on, hey, I'm going to have to leave this meeting. I've got something to deal with. Head office has just made a massive ultra blunder.
Playing at the power station, June 5th, 95 BFM presents.
Thanks, Harry.
Sharon Van Etten.
I know what you want to say. This is 17 by Sharon Van Etten. I think that you're all the same. It's 27 minutes to 9 o'clock on 95 BFM, best radio station in the world. Constantly being led astray. You think you know something you don't.
Downtown life's bad. Halfway. I used to be free.
about going to see the movie Destroyer at any participating cinema? I guess you could do that if you've got the money and the time.
Drop tops, long hot nights, and summer love.
But if you've got a Simplicity B card, you could text in the word Destroyer to me right now at 5395, your name and your B card number, and if you're the first person to do it, I'll give you a double pass to the movies. It's not so much for me, it's BFM will give you a double pass to the movies. Splendid amount of correspondence coming in, by the way, this morning from everyone. Thank you, really appreciate that. Maybe the future of the planet is not your deal at all, and you're not really that fussed about it. But what a great thing to be able to say, oh, yeah, I've got to go to town for that climate change thing, yeah. When really what you want to do is go to Drive Island, isn't it? We know the deal. We know that you want to go and see Johnny and Big Hungry doing their show live at Ellen Melville Centre today. Some great live acts. New Telepathics live. Calm down, exactly. Say you're going in for the climate change thing, obviously. Here's Carrie Foe with a track called Leave Me Alone. Leave me alone.
Here's a dial tone, trying to see what I've been on, when I just want to be left alone. See, you don't check to see if I'm alright, but sometimes I can't sleep at night. I know you think you envy this life, but things ain't what they seem, it's by lies. Myself doing the same old dance, thinking, damn man, where are my friends? I guess the love was just for pretend. My views were skewed like a fish eye lens. I light the tree for my clarity. I kneel and pray for my enemies, 'cause hate would take up my energy, and I do not need that mentally.